We interrupt this program. The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning. Attack warning means that an actual attack against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken. Important instructions will follow in 30 seconds.
We interrupt this program. The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning. Attack warning means...
Attack warning means that an actual attack...
That an actual attack against this country has been detected. God, I got all this mucus. God damn it, I gotta blow my nose.
For many people, particularly in this country, thinking about religion is kind of counterintuitive. It's almost something you're not supposed to do.
Well, what is your idea of God?
Let us have faith.
You about God, Henry?
Let us have faith.
Because there is no God.
Let us have faith.
Because there is no God.
You're listening to Radio Clash, show 85, and this is the Coming Out of Storm edition, with a special update from Brighton Pride.
What was your first idea of God?
Well, I couldn't exactly say.
Let us have faith.
Because there is no God.
Let us have faith.
With a pen, but a song will only scratch the skin, and there are still places I haven't been, because I know what's in there, it's already in the air. Oh yeah, there's a storm on the way, there's a storm on the way, alright, there's a storm on the way. Oh my God.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash, show 84. That's Gnarls Barkley with Storm Coming. And one hell of a dramatic and intro. No intro music. Just kind of happened like that. The start was from the great Negative Land CD, All In Your Head FM, which is kind of anti-religious and anti-religious. It's a show all about religion and fundamentalism and things like that that they did last year. And the CD came out, I think, early this year or at the end of last year. And I got all my Negative Land CDs came from America. So I'm very, very happy. So you'll hear various bits through the show, a mixture of silly and serious. That's probably the way the show is going to go. It's kind of in a weird way echoing the, if you remember from last year, the London Fear and Pride, not as raw maybe, but we have a report from Brighton Pride later in the show. But of course, events have overtook me about the whole, the world's gone mad again. The world's gone mad. Sort of plot to blow up the several airliners coming from the UK towards the US. I don't know, it's almost like seasonal summer madness now. Every year there's something like this. So who knows which way this is going, but of course it causes misery for everybody, so sympathy to anyone who's flying at the moment. Utter madness that the killer shampoo, the shampoo from hell that could blow up your... it's just like, oh, from shoes to shampoo, as someone said in another blog. It's just crazy. Hence Gnarls Barkley. I know, there is a kind of a strange method to this show. What have I been up to? Well, as I said later on, Brighton Pride. So I was down at Brighton. In Brighton, I met Eric Kleptone. That was very good. And Scott, otherwise known as the Gay American from Live Journal. And the Night Nurse Show. Yes, they get props too. To quote a very old hip-hop lyric. And it was very good. Oh, and Doug and Greg, who I sort of stayed in their tent. Hence, there's going to be a song in a minute. In a sort of tent theme. And then there's going to be kind of gay pride sort of theme stuff in the middle, and then it's going to get serious again. So as I say, sort of it levels out, and it was mad. We went eventually ended up after Scott had to go home after a whole thing in Preston Park, and it's the usual pride. It's more like London prides, what they used to be like before they went all commercial and went shitty. And you wonder why I go on about commercialism and music. And it's things like, I've seen it happen with London Pride. It became Mardi Gras. Everyone paid and then everyone wanted money. All the acts wanted their cuts, so it then made it more expensive. So they could only afford cheap acts rather than, say, Holly Johnson and Jimmy Somerville and Pet Shop Boys used to give their time for free. So no one came along. It's kind of an endless cycle, really. So it's free, and it was pretty good. Although I heard Hella Good by No Doubt at least twice. It was kind of uninspired music choices at the Pop Stars tent and at the Bears tent. I skipped the whole drag cabaret thing. I couldn't really cope with that today, that day. But that was the Saturday just gone, by the way. So it was the start of August. All of you are listening to this on time shift, and it was very good. A beautiful day. Brighton Pride is either one or the other. It's either absolute downpour, mudfest, or it's incredibly sunny. And it was so sunny that I got burnt. So I ended up going out on the town with Rick Kleptone. He's very, very good to meet him at last. And sort of usual nattering about various things, bootleg things, industry things, bizarre things. And we ended up as a legal rave at Black Rock, which is, it sounds like, mystery at Black Rock. It sounds very in Blighton. And so we had there was a rave there, and police turned up and they got bored and went away. And then another sound system came along and left that about 3 o'clock. I found the tent due to a sort of a, that Doug and Greg were staying at, through an ingenious sort of red LED lightsaber. That was surreal thing number one, which worked perfectly, but guided me sort of hundreds of yards across the parkland that they were using as temporary campground. I got accosted on the seafront by a drag queen who thought I was being too posh by eating pasta. And then the next day we went to the naturist beach. And so I had my first swim in the sea of the year nude, which is great. I'm not really, that's probably the second time I've ever been to a nudist beach. And last time I was way too shy. And this time I made up for it. I wasn't exactly doing cartwheels, but you know, that was good. And it was a real mixture of people. It wasn't just kind of a bunch of gay men. No, I had a really good time, but it was kind of slightly odd. Oh, and the other one was Eric Clapton brought some alcohol and he brought beer, and I was kind of resigned to the fact that, you know, oh well, they probably won't have anything for me. And I said, oh, sorry, I don't drink beer. And he pulled out a bottle of champagne. So they were at an legal rave, you know, everyone dancing to sort of techno light, and we were swigging a bottle of champagne. That kind of seemed to sum the weekend up totally. So after all my prattling, I'm going to play a mashup at last. There's one of the few mashups on the show. This is Bobby Martini and Christina's new one, Ain't No Other Man, Michael Jackson versus Christina.
Kids need some new romance, baby. Come on, let's take a chance. The tape's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's gig up in your pants, baby. The tape's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's gig up in your pants, baby. I'm inviting Shireen, Connie and Dean, girls and boys everywhere wanna make the scene. There's a pole in the middle and it's made out of wood. We should all dance around it, you know that we could. Start the pole dancing,
sliding up and down.
Get to romance,
down to the ground.
Start the pole dancing,
sliding up and down.
Get to romance,
down.
The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's gig up in your pants, baby. Lick the pole when it's cold and your tongue will stick. So keep the party pumping and thumping and shit. Rubbing the club, legs in between. Loving the scrub, keeping it clean. We're gonna wash that pole. We're gonna wash that pole. We're gonna wash that pole. Scrub that pole. Wash that pole. The tape's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's gig up in your pants, baby. The tape's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's gig up in your pants, baby. I got a sorgasm. Hurts so good, 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 I got a sorgasm.
Motherfuckers ready for the fatherfuckers. Other fatherfuckers ready for the motherfuckers. Other motherfuckers ready for the fatherfuckers.
Quite polite, but when I rock the mic, I rock the mic.
Right.
You got no love when you're with the wrong man. It's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl, but your best friend can, it's time to move your body. I don't wanna be sleazy, baby, just tease me. Got no family plans. Houston, do you hear me? Ground control, can you feel me? Need permission to land. I don't wanna rock. I'm just getting warmed up.
Look at that!
That was Sound Clash Dub by Blackstar, mixed by Bongra from the Junglist CD. And the last three songs were a tribute to Wobcast. If you like that kind of madness, that's my piss poor impression of their kind of madness they have on their show. You can check them out at www.thejuxtaposition.co.uk/wobcast.html. If you're not a listener of the show of Wobcast, go listen, they're very good. Before that was my contribution to the madness, which was Push Me by Pushnoy. They're kind of like mad Ukrainian or Russian people who do very strange covers and also do their own sort of music as well. I could have the bit where they're gibbering in either Russian or Ukrainian at the start, but of course that's a cover of the Benny Benassi classic. Before that was a tune given to me by Lumpy from Wobcast, which is they played in the last show 7, which is Rock DJ by the Wurzels. Check them out. And then before that was a track that I'm really digging at the moment, which is Robbie Fuckers by Elbato and Liam B. Elbato and Liam B have been around for at least a couple of years, and occasionally check out their stuff. Not all of it hits the mark, but I like that a lot. Of course, it's Robbie Williams versus Peaches. And before that, the Bright and Bride 10th theme is Tent Your Pants by Peaches from the new Impeach Your Bush album, which is very good. And then before that was Ain't No Other Man to Get Enough by Bobby Martini, although I'm not sure if Bobby Martini is the person artist formerly known as Martin with two N's. I think it's someone else. I lose track. So I'm now going to play some more Negative Land because I can. And this is from the Over the Edge shows. As I said before, it's All in Your Head CD is like a live performance, a very good, well recorded live performance, but it's a live performance of the Don Joyce, Mark Hosler, and someone else. I think that there's bits of the Weatherman, but he seems to be he's not actually performing in the show. It seems to be sort of recorded bits. I'm not totally sure if David Wills, the Weatherman, is still part of Negative Land or whether he's sort of an occasional member, but this is from the Overhead shows with the Weatherman. This is the Wills of Phone Stupid show, and this is a track called Moments to Remember, Raining Hard X.
That was my clockword game, Grandma and Grandpa. My second present was my Monkees record with Davy Jones. Isn't that cute? My next present is a little amplifier.
Stupid joke. The Monkees versus the Weatherman.
All right, David Jones, you get out of that luxury chair. Will you get out of that luxury chair? Get out of that luxury chair this instant. Stop laughing! David Jones, will you stop laughing and get up out of that chair before I flip my lid? Well, Mickey, it seems as if you do not know how to read a barometer. That barometer does not say 30.4. That barometer says 28.5.
Sure looks like it's gonna rain. That's what I was saying out loud. But inside, my mind was working too fast. Or so it seemed. Nothing's accomplished by this. Nothing that makes sense.
Michael, will you stop laughing and tearing up that weather map? That weather map cost me $10. Michael, stop tearing it up this instant before I flip my lid.
Maybe it's about time that someone investigated the world of the weather man deeply enough to explain, and I might, if I may, the true definition of the word CPC.
Seen it rain this hard before. Oh, this is fantastic.
I just hope it isn't doing this where we live.
I doubt it. And I bet we got a couple inches in that gauge. Let me go out there. Yes, I'm recording the whole storm, every bit of it.
You like that?
I love it.
We make
my next present is the machine in which I am talking into. That is all from Wheels of Own.
And whether cold or hot, we make stormy clouds and typhoons, breezy rainy monsoons. We make weather.
Causing a lot of trouble. I just have to tell you one thing. Eat some cheese.
I already had some cheese. I don't want any cheesy cheese.
The time is 12:45. The sky is clouded with cumulus, stratocumulus, and cumulus congestus. Wills' weather forecast, possible showers this afternoon. Rain tonight. Other cloud types, alto stratus, and stratus. Hazy visibility.
Hello everyone, this is Radio Clash. It doesn't feel right because we're walking down the fucking street and I'm sure someone's going to sit there and see us on the microphone and go, what the fuck are those two doing? Do you know what I mean?
I was expecting Matt Queens to come up and go,
oh, can I be on your show? Oh yeah, what show are you doing? Is it radio? Radio One? Yeah, I think they're all walking down this way, so we should go down this way. Right, so yeah, Radio Clash right at Brighton Pride.
Yep.
Just got off at Preston Park. The train was absolutely fucking crazy. Yeah. It was too mental. And now we're just walking down to the park, getting funny looks, and it's good. It's good. It's really good. The train was fucking rammed. We left our friend at Three Bridges.
Yeah, I was with my friend Doug, who, if you listen to the Canadian podcast, was I stayed with him in King, Canada, and he had a bike with him, so it was just a nightmare.
Right. So it's the bike, and then everyone had their bags from Gatwick, and it was crazy.
Yes, Preston Park.
Preston Park. We're heading there now. Hundreds of puffs, loads and loads of gay people. It's frightening.
Loads of dykes.
Yes.
Loads of dykes dressed ironically as if they're in some kind of hen party in Ibiza.
That's right. And and old people. There's an old person across the road now. Tim is drooling.
No. That was earlier.
That was earlier, yeah. This guy comes off the train. He's about 100 fucking years old. And Tim's like, oh, look, he's hot. He's so... And I was like, Tim, he's like dilapidated. He's going to die.
Well, that's the way I like them.
You like them with bits falling off and incontinent bladders.
Oi. No, not that bad. I like them to be functional.
Right. All right. So, in all seriousness, yeah, the train ride was hell, and we're just we're making our way down now. So we will have to see what the lights are ahead of us.
So, have you been to Brighton Pride before?
Yeah. I came down. It was about 4 or 5 years ago. It was the last time I came down for it, and it was cool and shit. And I remember it really well now.
Was
right?
That the one that rained?
It rained a little bit. Yeah, it spat it down a little bit, yeah. And then excuse me, Pete wankers. No, Pete wankers. Big brother reference.
Okay.
What? Oh my God, are they all waiting for the off license to open?
Yes.
That is sad. Just type motherfuckers, just buy a beer on site. Why? Oh my God, there's loads of people there. That's crazy. Sorry,
Maybe they're having an off-license rave. Maybe it's some kind of
underground.
Spontaneous underground party in an off-license.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, so what's the same? Anyway, we came down for it and I was with my friend Kevin, and Kevin knew the guy who was... I think paying, like, not, no, they weren't paying, it was just free. He was just, like, I don't know, he was, like, part of the organization of the whole festival.
Oh, cool.
So we got backstage behind the main tent and saw such fabulous celebrities
as
Jimmy Somerville.
Yes, I like him.
He's very short, that's really weird.
Yes, I've heard he's very short and very Glaswegian in real life.
Yeah, right, you can't understand what he says. But I walked past him as he was talking, and yeah, that was it, and I just noticed how short he was. And who's that? There was this fucking really...
Javine?
No, that was before Javine. So this is a long time ago. Who was it? There was a girl band. And they had this really, really awful song. And it went like something like, I like my man, like I like my coffee. Something really horrible, right? And this is a funny story. So they were assigned to a distribution company that my friend worked for. And they went down to that distribution company.
Yeah.
And my friend called me and she's like... Oh, whatever the name of this band are here. I was like, oh, really? Okay, that's cool. And I was like, what are they doing there? I don't know. And I was like, oh, fuck off. There's no one there. You're fucking bullshitting me. So she's like, she's on the phone to me. She grabs these girls and she goes, right, my friend doesn't believe that you're here. So sing a song down the phone. So they got on the phone, and all three of them, I like my man, like I like my coffee, hot, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no shit. So it was a month later, it was Brighton Pride. And I saw the girls just hanging out, and I went up to them and went, right, hi. They're like, hey, and I was like, all right, this is the story. About a month ago, were you guys down at such and such office, just hanging out, and you sung to someone on the phone? And they're like, was that you? And I was like, yeah, and they were my newfound friends. And I saw them again, I think.
But that song was shit.
It was awful. And I saw them again that Monday we went to heaven, and they played at heaven, and they saw me again in heaven. And I swear they thought I was probably stalking them. I just thought, oh, this guy's a fucking weirdo. So yeah, no, it wasn't the case. We didn't know they were going to be there, so we just went to heaven anyway. So yeah, oh, the music is. We can hear the loudness. We're coming close. We're coming very close now.
We found our friends.
Hello. This is Doug.
Oh right, yes.
with his bike.
Sooty.
Very gay bell, yeah.
Well, anyway, so I'll just sign off for a while. This is Tim from Radio Clash at Brighton Pride, probably being distorted to fuckery by the...
And Scott from thenightnoshow.com.
Yes, from the wild... We're at the wild fruit tent, you can hear in the background.
I love you, the wild fruit!
Oh, get your top off and take those poppers.
Yeah, I'm going to be Muscle Mary Queen myself. That'll be fun.
Anyway,
I'll speak
to you later. I'm not doing a...
Right,
not present from a ride, no, fuck.
That'd be funny.
No.
And so you're back.
You can do that.
From outer space. I just walked in and found you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I had known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. Cause you're not welcome anymore.
all the strength I had not to fall apart. Kept trying hard to mend the pieces of my wrong. But I spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself to cry. But now I hold my head up high and you see me, somebody new. I'm not that chain of little person still in love with you. And so you felt like dropping in and just expect me to be free. But now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Go on now, go, walk out the door. Just turn around now, cause you're not welcome anymore. Aren't you the one who tried to break me with goodbye? Did you think I'd grow?
Was the Papini Sisters with I Will Survive. They do a mean version of Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights as well, but as it's the Brighton Pride special, I have to buy that. So you heard the intro from me and Scott from the Preston Park, and now in our drunken rage, or I wasn't actually that drunk, but I don't know about Scott, we decided to run around the bear's tent and interview random people. So here is several, depending how I edit this, people that we bumped into on the day.
So we're back at Brighton Pride. We're back at the bear's tent. And what we're going to do is we're going to see if we can find anyone that is going to be willing to talk to us for no fucking reason.
Yes, that's going to be good.
Yeah, that's going to be good. And I think me and you should have consulted before we left the house. It's the black glasses as well, though.
Yeah, all made to say glasses.
I'm doing a radio show.
All right.
It's a podcast, right?
It's where?
So it's a podcast.
All right. Okay, yeah.
So we're here at Brighton Pride. We're just chilling. We're just talking to random people. What's your names?
I'm Paul.
Paul.
Andrew.
Andrew.
Yeah.
I'm Scott, and this is Tim.
Hi.
Right. And how is your day going?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah. A good day?
Yeah, cool.
Cool. I have to, all right, now I'm wearing a shirt which has two patches on each side. It's black, right? You're wearing one that's blue.
Yeah.
His says Walmart Tire and Lube Express, and then on the other side is always low prices. Your shirt is infinitely better than mine.
It's an original 1970s Walmart, American Walmart.
Yeah, right.
Garage.
Right.
There it is, really.
Yeah, it is very really American. And because I'm American, right?
Obviously.
Yeah. Who would I go up and just start talking to randomly, right? So do you think we can get a photograph of us three? Cool. So me and the twin and his twin. There we go. Thank you very much. So do you guys live in Brighton?
No.
London.
Basingstoke.
Where?
Basingstoke.
Basingstoke. So you come all the way down from Basingstoke for the Pride.
Yeah.
Cool. And what are you doing for the rest of the day?
Chilling out, really hanging around.
Excellent.
Yeah. We brought a youth group down with us, so.
You've got children?
Young people. From a youth group, a gay lesbian youth group.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we brought them all down in a minibus, got stuck in like
4 hours worth of traffic. But, you know.
Running about, having fun, I hope.
Excellent, excellent. Right. So, this youth work, do you guys have a website?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, what's the website?
It's if you go to Gay Mags Institute, and there'll be a website that comes up called Freedom Youth. That's
excellent. We'll throw the website up on ours. Promote it. You guys have a good evening.
You too, guys.
Take care. Oh, you look interesting. Hi. We're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
So we're just talking to interesting random people because we're here at Brighton. You know, got a microphone. Might as well hear what other people have to say.
Well, this is my first. I've just moved to Brighton. This is my first ever Pride, and it's fantastic.
Ever.
Ever.
My God! Really? Why? Why is that? Were you in the cupboard for too long?
No, it's just I couldn't get the time off from my job.
Oh, really?
So I moved to Brighton, and I thought I'm booking this weekend off.
This is it. What do you do?
I'm in the bar trade.
A bar? Do you have a pub?
Not at the moment. I'm looking for one.
You're looking for one? Oh, fantastic! In Brighton.
Well, Brighton area.
Okay, cool. Good luck with it. I'm going to describe this man right now. He's wearing leather hot pants, or they PVC, chaps, and a leather jacket with a rainbow boa. Yes, am I right? And a dog collar. We're going to get a picture. Can we get a picture with you? Excellent, excellent. Oh, of course. Come on over. Oh my God, a policeman. We've got a policeman. What's your name?
Neil.
Neil, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
I'm Mike.
Mike and Neil. How are you guys? You live in Brighton?
Just did the march.
You just did the march?
The march, yeah.
Yeah, and you've had a good time?
Absolutely brilliant.
This isn't your first Pride as well, is it?
It's my second.
Second?
Yeah.
Second ever Pride?
Second in Brighton, yeah.
Oh, second in Brighton.
No, second ever.
Second ever?
Yeah.
Blimey. My gosh. Well, this is cool. This is wicked. We're doing a podcast. We're walking around. We're just interviewing people and shit. People are looking at us doing this. It's weird. And it's scaring me.
Are you not proud of this?
The police with pride. Take a picture of the police with pride.
Isn't it fantastic? What a brilliant t-shirt.
With that one. Yeah. Excellent. 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 You know, we've got a friend who really likes coppers as well. Are you a copper?
No. I'm a licensing officer.
A licensing
officer.
Fisherman.
Officer.
A licensing officer. That this is the sort of person you need to chat up tonight.
I know.
Yeah, right. Suck him off, you get a pub. It's fantastic.
Wish it was that easy.
It is, trust me. If you give good head, it is that fucking easy, right?
You want a license? Suck me off.
Right, with that one, boys, we're gonna go picture of all three of us.
Yeah.
Picture? Cool.
Definitely, yeah.
Alright. Excellent, excellent. Right, boys, you guys have a good evening.
We will.
What else are you doing tonight? What are you doing? Where are you going?
Pissing it up.
Likewise.
And wherever sells alcohol, basically.
Anywhere we can get a toilet.
A toilet. Okay, on that note, we're going to leave you there. Thank you very much, boys. Cheers. Have a good evening. All right. Realize, right, how fucking everyone's staring at us.
I know.
They're like, what are they doing? Who are they?
Hello. Well, we're podcasting.
It's fucking scary.
I know. It is. It's like, wow.
Like, are they looking at you going, are they going to interview us next and all this other shit? But it's cool. We're talking to some interesting guys. Oh my God, he's got a right bubble butt, that old guy right there.
He's what?
Got no queen there with the pot pants on and the whip. Yeah, shit.
The tattoo guy? The one with the...
Oh my God, there's a guy with a big fucking skinhead dude tattooed to the back of him.
Go talk to him.
Well, I think we're fucking obvious. Aren't we?
Well, we've got a microphone, which is the reason why.
Yeah, people are looking at us like, why are they walking around with a microphone? Headphones
just
in his ear.
Just do it.
And I just want to be like, yeah, you know what? No.
You're just freaked out to people are looking at you. I thought you were the radio DJ.
Most of the time, I'm clear focused all around. Most of the time I can keep both feet on the ground. I can follow the path, I can read the sign. Stay right with it when the road unwinds. I can handle whatever if I stumble upon. I don't even notice. See, gone most of the time. lost in the turn. It's well understood most of the time. I wouldn't change it if I could. I can make it all match up. I can hold my own. I can deal with the situation right down to the bone. I can survive and I can endure. And I don't even think about her most of the time. Most of the time my head is on straight. Most of the time I'm strong enough not to hate. I don't build up illusion till it makes me sick. I ain't afraid of confusion. No matter how thick, I can smile in the face of mankind. Don't even remember what her lips felt like on mine most of the time. Most of the time she ain't even in my mind. I wouldn't know her if I saw her. She's that far behind. Most of the time I can't even be sure if she was ever with me or if I was ever with her. Most of the time I'm halfway content. Most of the time I know exactly where it all went. I don't cheat on myself. I don't run and hide. Hide from the feelings that I've buried inside. I don't compromise. And I don't pretend. I don't even care if I ever see her again. Most of the time.
God, look at this man. PVC outfit.
Speak to him.
Holy shit, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
Hi. My name is Scott. We're doing a podcast here at Brighton Pride. We're just talking to random people. What's your name?
I'm Neil.
Neil, nice to meet you, Neil. Your outfit's amazing.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to get into it?
It took me about 10 minutes to get into it. It's probably going to take me a lot longer to get out of it.
Right.
It's very hot, very sticky.
I just want to describe. Can I describe what's going on? You are wearing a PVC, a rubber.
It's rubber.
Rubber shirt, rubber shorts, and
20-hole boots.
And there's a lot of red going on. Are you into fisting?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. We got a fisting.
On the right day.
Rubber fisting queen here named Neil. Fantastic. How are you doing? So, today, Brighton Pride, are you having a good time?
Fantastic day. Always a brilliant day every year.
Excellent. Do you live in Brighton?
I live just outside Brighton, so about 20 minutes away.
Thank God. A local, finally. Everyone we've talked to.
Well. Spent a lot of time here, though, so it's a great place.
Brighton's a fantastic city. Most of the people we've talked to have been from, like, basic. We've talked to Basingstoke. There was a couple from London and another few from London. We're very glad to meet someone from Brighton.
Oh, that's cool. It's a great place. You know, people should get down here more often.
Well, you know what? I was only here a couple of weeks ago myself, so Brighton's a fantastic city. Came here for a wedding. It was brilliant. And my boyfriend talks about wanting to... we'll take a picture.
Oh, it's photo time.
Excellent, excellent. Take a picture of the outfit, get a picture of the lunchbox. Right, okay. And what was I going to say to you? My boyfriend, he's always talking about retiring. Like, we're not retiring. He's like, he said when he hits about 35, he wants to move to Brighton. I'm not sure whether I'm ready for that.
Retiring to Brighton at
35.
At 35.
He's got the microphone pointed at his
mouth. What did the lunchbox say?
The lunchbox said, "Feed me, feed me, feed me."
I am in my own personal sauna.
Yes, exactly. Right, Neil, you were looking for some friends when we accosted you.
Uh-huh, they're just behind me. I've just found them.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time.
Enjoy the rest of
your
day.
You too, Neil. Cheers. Take care.
Thanks very much.
All right, then, mate. Ta-da. Bye. You know, the funny thing is we've told no one what site we're on.
I know. I thought that first question would be like, which one? What's your site? What's the radio station?
Yeah, right. They don't care. They're like, podcast, what's that? It's funny. You stick a microphone in someone's face, they will talk to you.
Exactly.
Isn't that weird?
I didn't realise that. I'd never done that. Because I was ready for the spiel saying, well, I'm Radio Clash, this is Night Nurse, and we do blah, blah, yada, 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 yada.
Fuck that shit. Let's go, I'm guessing. Let's get them guessing. They probably think we're the Feast of Fucking Fools. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but we're more talented. It's true.
Oh, well. I'm sure Matt Dwight's going to like that.
Sorry, Mark.
Sorry,
Fausto.
Oh, Mark and Fausto.
Oh, we love you, really.
Yeah, right. No, I've got no problem with Mark and Fausto. They're one of the first podcasts I ever listened to.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so they're actually very, very good.
Yeah, they break you into podcasting, I think.
Well, but yeah, I think we are. But it is to remind me of the kind of stuff they used to do, going interviewing people at events. So
exactly.
And it works. I didn't realise.
It does work. It does work. You approach people, they will fucking talk to you. So, now, we don't want to get any closer to the stage because we'll start to really fucking distort. And I don't know, I think one more person?
Yes, and heading that way.
Oh, I head that way. Right? We're going to talk to this dude here. Hello. Hi. We're doing a podcast.
Doing a what?
Podcast. Do you know what a podcast? Yeah, you know what that is?
Vaguely.
It's a little internet radio show. They're very cool. You can download them on your iPod and listen to them anywhere.
Right, okay. Yeah, I know what an iPod is.
Yeah. Hi.
I've got one in there.
How you doing? My name's Scott. This is Tim.
Hi.
We've got our own shows. I'm from the Night Nurse show. He's from Radio Clash.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we're here at Pride. We're chilling. We decided to bring a mic. We see who would talk to us. Would you be willing to talk to us?
Well, I'm not very good at talking, really.
Why not? Are you on pills?
I don't think so, no.
Do you want some?
depends what you've got.
I haven't got anything, I'm afraid.
But it is got police officer.
I am a police officer after all, right?
I see.
And a pimp.
And a pimp. So I'm with the law and I break the law. Breaking the law. So
no, I don't think I'd be a very entertaining podcast, I'm afraid.
Oh, check them out. They're fantastic. Fantastic things.
Yeah, they may be, but I don't think I'd be a very good one.
Oh, of course you are, Neil. Where are you from?
London.
Another Londoner here in Brighton.
London on sea, you know Brighton.
Right.
London on sea.
Very true, very true.
So do you think this is more like the older Pride in London?
Yes, it's like London Pride used to be about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But much nicer actually, because it's such a brilliant site and everybody's very relaxed and friendly and it's great.
It's usually sunnier here than London.
Usually, yeah. And the air is better.
Well, the first and last Pride I did was 1997, which is the last free one, and this is more like what it was like then.
Yes. Yeah, you have fun fair, and it's free, as you say, and lots of stores.
Can I just leave that with you, while I run it and find my friend Cliff, who's got this pub?
Oh,
right.
Okay.
I just saw him.
You just seen him?
Yeah, right.
We should interview him.
What? Actually, he's just fucking disappeared. Sorry,
right.
Dude.
Sorry.
Anyway, all right. Should we
anyway.
London, can we get a picture with you?
What?
Can we get a picture with you?
No. Sorry.
No. Why not?
Shy.
shy.
Well, you look fabulous. What's your problem? Look at you.
Thank you. I'm shy. Yeah.
Oh, all right then. Well, you look. You have a good day.
Yeah, you
do. Have all right. All right. Take care. Bye. Bye. Stuck up puff. Why don't you take a fucking photo with us? That's rude. Anyway, we're gonna sign off. We're gonna sign off. We're signing off now. I bet enough. We're signing off. Radio Clash, Nine Nose Show.
And that was our interviewing at Brighton.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I'm vexed, old, and I'm bothered. Yeah. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. Sunday morning. I wanna be high, so high. I wanna be free to know the things I do are right. I wanna be free, just me. We'll be right back.
standing outside of the bear's tent, and it is full of fat hairy men.
Fat hairy men.
And
we like.
Yeah, and it's great and everything. But yeah, it was like a big deal coming over here, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And now we're here, and yeah.
Are you overwhelmed or underwhelmed?
Slightly underwhelmed.
What did you expect?
I expected an orgy in a field. I expected...
You expected basically a pile of fur.
Yeah.
Sweat.
Oh yeah, I could smell the BO from about 50 yards.
And lube. And very hard cocks.
Yeah. And a lot of them not very big. Not very big cocks.
Well, how can you see? You X-ray vision.
Yes. I do. Remember always. If you're in front of me, I can see your cock, definitely. I can see yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's quite weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know. I can't describe it to you. That would be giving the secrets away.
There's funny chocolate biscuits you get shaped by animals. It's Lepka shaped. Yeah.
It's official here on Radio Clash. Tim's cock is shaped like a chocolate biscuit.
A hobnob.
Yeah.
A hobnob, yeah.
Hobnob, definitely. That was Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, world.
Yes. And Greg got on a ride with me earlier.
not that kind of ride.
Not that kind of ride, but...
Unfortunately, I had to pay for it, so...
Yeah, right. Fairground ride.
Same as usual for you, then.
Oh. And we got a fairground ride, and we both still feel quite ill, don't we?
Yes, and the subsonic vibration from the Starburst tent isn't particularly helping.
No, it's not.
Scott's wearing his pimp on one side and his police officer on the other side shirt.
As Terry B said in the Terry B interview, it scares the children.
Yes, well that's what we want to do. Another t-shirt I saw earlier was the Lesbo t-shirt with the Lego logo. That was good.
Yes.
That, I like that a lot. So this is a signing off from the Bears tent in, or Bears
at
area.
Brighton Pride.
At Brighton Pride. See you soon.
Bye.
That's the Sabres of Paradise with Chapel Street Market at 9 a.m. And that's from the excellent Haunted Dancehall album. If you, I would recommend you go and buy it. It's currently on I think it's on cheaply, it's like £5 or £6 or something, down at Sister A. And I think it's sort of one of those nice price CDs. I recommend it highly. I didn't buy it for many, many years. And heard it recently and knew bits of it and just fell in love with it. And then before that, because this is my lying on the beach in Brighton selection, this is the sort of tunes that came on when I was lying on the beach. So this before that was, it's the Easy Waiting Dreadtone Mix, otherwise known as Ultra 396, otherwise known as, I think it, for a while it came Raw Ramp, otherwise known as Tone. Tone 396. Although here it's the artist is Lee Buzz, so I don't know if he's invented a new moniker. And then before that, I can't believe I am playing Bob Dylan. I'm a big fan of Bob Dylan in covers, but not in the originals. But that, I think, came from either Puritan Blogspot or Copper Commie Riot. No, it's not a cover, so probably from Puritan Blogspot, one of the blogs I'm subscribed to, on the beach. And it just, that was the song of that Sunday when I was listening to my iPod on the beach, totally stark naked, as you do. And you don't need that image, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, because I'm just such a giving person. And then I hope you enjoyed the Brighton interviews. That was very, very insane. And everyone looked just like we were totally fucking nuts. We were like, who are these guys? It was fun to do, though. And check out the pictures on the website, which is www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. I will put the pictures. We took pictures of everyone we interviewed. So the ones I've used will be up there. And the one who was in the skinhead in the screwdriver t-shirt isn't in there because I've edited him out. Because I'm an evil bastard. And because they were boring anyway. So Not saying it would be an interesting skinhead I would have put in anywhere. Imagine that, going to a Pride event in a Screwdriver t-shirt. For those people who don't know a Screwdriver, Screwdriver's an oi fascist band. So, the phrase is, if you forgive the language, cunt. So, I don't know why. So, but anyway, they were boring as well, so that gives me a very good excuse. And, so I hope you enjoyed the Papini Sisters. And then I forgot to mention that it was the classic Shooby Taylor, yes, the human horn, with his version of Over the Rainbow. And I hope you enjoyed the Negative Land. And it's probably a bit weird to suddenly... I was going to play a 10-minute section of the All In Your Head FM CD. I have to do it another time because it's really good and it just says what I need to... what I wanted to say about religion and fundamentalism at the moment. But I think you probably got a bit of that from the start anyway. And anyway, just go and get the CD. It's off on their website, negativeland.com. And it's got a link to them, and I think that they're selling it themselves. I don't think it's majorly distributed. That Sealand is always pretty fast. I've been quite impressed by how fast Sealand are in their shipping from the States. So hey, a big plug for Negative Land here. But no, I do feel that they need supporting directly, and they are granddaddies of the mashup scene. So as I mentioned, you can leave feedback on the blog, which is I mentioned before, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net if you want to give personal feedback, you know, like personal services. Anyway, and you can also use the Clash line, which I can never remember the number of. It would probably be a good thing if I sort of tattoo it on my head, because I can never remember it and I have to look it up and jabber like an idiot while I'm doing so. 0700 5850 524. That's 0700 5850 524. Or I have an Evoker account. I mean, I've put it on the website, but no one has ever used it. So that's the group is Radio Clash on Evoker. So that's www.evoker.com/group/RadioClash, or go to the mutantpop.net Radio Clash blog, and the link's on there. And also Odeo as well. I'm on Odeo. If you send a message to Radio Clash, which is again the link's on the blog, because I'm not gonna read that out. Too many links. I gave up on the Seattle line. It's a shame, because I do like getting voicemail. I really do like getting voicemail. It's just that I got fed up with that bloody thing lapsing, and some person in probably Ankara or something like has it now. I don't know who has it now. They get probably loads of messages from Radio Clash and thinking, oh, what the hell's this? So that's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this show. It's been a bit of a kind of a weird up and downy one. I kind of decided that I play loads of music that I liked. Fuck you all. No, I kind of played music that I'm digging at the moment, and either was to do with Brighton Pride, either I was listening to or has come around on my iPod recently, or I'm digging like the Niles Barkley or the Negative Land or whatever, or the Peaches album that I'm sort of bought recently and I really dig. So I do recommend those albums, even though if you want to go and download them, it's on your conscience, not mine. We're not anti-peer-to-peer here or BitTorrent at all. So I'm going to play out with a Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. This is quite sweet. I was almost going to call, because there was various songs with Don't in the title I was going to include in the show, which like Don't Stop to Get Enough and this and a few other ones. I was going to call this the Don't Show. That's good, yeah, Don't Show. A bit like the Hijack. I hope you enjoyed the Hijack for show 83. I meant to talk about that, actually. It was that was great that Jeb and Lee did that, otherwise known as Art Hole and Nilotic, if I pronounce that right, on Life Journal. And their respective shows are £50 Note and I'm Ultra Weight. Both very good shows. Well worth checking out. Links are off the blog, because I'm fed up with reading things, and I think I'm going to do more of that. Certainly I like this hijacking idea, which is what I was referring to with a little sound effects at the start, sort of referenced that. But I like this idea of other people doing other people's shows, guest hosting, like sort of like Musical Chairs. I think this could take off big time. So stop rambling. I hope you enjoyed the show. This is Don't Get Me Wrong by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, and it's a very, very sweet song. I'll see you soon. Or speak to you soon. I won't see you unless I'm psychic or some kind of weird extra.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
I just want to explain.
Don't get me wrong. When I tell you that I need you,
I
time I stop to think of all your charms, ruby lips and eyes of pink, and a touch of aerosol.
Such a long time since we were close.
Don't get me wrong.
In my mind,
when
I can just recall soft impressions of you. Tempered steel. Why did you let me go? Please know I feel the same way about you. She'd have big noggins and skin like a seal.
Testing, one, two, three, hello.
Big hot cocks, hello.
We don't get enough of those anyway, do you?
That's your problem, Senator Helms.
Yes.